So, if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you've at least heard of LLMs.
LLMs.
Yeah, like ChatGPT, like all those large language models that are sort of blowing up the AI world right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to dive even deeper into that world today and talk about zero-shot prompting.
Okay.
Have you heard of this before? Zero-shot prompting.
Yeah, so zero-shot prompting is one of the things that makes LLMs so impressive, and it's a very active area of research.
Okay, so let's maybe back up then and just define our terms here.
Okay.
When we say zero-shot prompting, what are we even talking about?
So zero-shot prompting refers to the ability of these large language models to perform a task without being given any explicit examples or training data for that specific task.
Okay, so it's like saying to a person,
Yeah.
translate this into Spanish.
But
But you've never taught them Spanish. You
exactly.
haven't given them like a Spanish dictionary. You're
Yeah.
just sort of like, figure
Yeah.
it out.
That's a great analogy.
And somehow they can just do it.
Yeah, and they can do it because they've been exposed to so much data
Okay.
during their training process. They've seen billions of pages of text.
Wow.
So it's like they've read every book in a massive library,
Okay.
and from all that reading, they've absorbed the patterns of language.
So it's not that they know Spanish specifically,
Right.
it's that
Yeah.
they've seen so many examples of translation that they can kind of
Yeah.
intuit what you're asking them to do.
Yeah, like they've deduced the rules of translation even though no one explicitly taught them.
That's incredible. To think that an AI can now understand something as nuanced as like sentiment
Right.
just from reading a bunch of text.
Yeah, that's a great example, actually. One of your sources, the YouTube video by Elvis Saravia,
Yeah.
uses sentiment analysis as an example. He shows how you can give an LLM a sentence like, I'm feeling excited today, and it can correctly identify the sentiment as positive.
And it didn't have to read like a dictionary of emotions.
Exactly. It didn't need any specific examples of what positive sentiment looks like. It
Now
just kind of gets it.
that's wild.
Yeah.
So it's not that these LLMs are magically smart.
Yeah.
It's that they've been exposed to so much data that they can pick up on these patterns.
Precisely. It's like they've learned to read between the lines.
Wow, that really paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you realize how much these LLMs are actually learning
Right.
just by processing information.
Yeah.
So it's not just about following instructions. It's about understanding meaning,
Exactly. And that's a key distinction.
which is a whole other level.
Yeah.
Because if they can understand meaning,
Right.
then they can start to do things like summarize text or extract information without being told exactly how to do it.
Exactly. And those are what we call foundational tasks in natural language processing.
Oh, okay.
And they're called foundational because they form the basis for more complex language-based tasks.
So summarizing a document
Yeah.
would be a foundational task.
Exactly.
Because to summarize it, you have to first understand what it means.
That's right.
And these are all things that LLMs could potentially handle with zero-shot prompting,
Yes.
because they're so common in the massive data sets they're trained on.
Exactly. They've encountered these patterns so many times that they've developed an intuitive understanding of how to perform these tasks.
Okay, so we've got this analogy of the LLM as someone who's read every book in the library,
Right.
which is helpful. But even the most well-read person has limits.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's where we start to see the boundaries of zero-shot prompting, right? Can't do everything perfectly all the time.
Exactly. While zero-shot prompting is incredibly powerful, it does have its limitations.
So where do things start to break down?
Well,
Where are the limits of zero-shot prompting?
it's a good question.
Like, I like this analogy of the library,
Right.
but even someone who's read every book can't just magically do everything right.
Exactly. That's a great point.
So where do we see those limits?
Yeah. So zero-shot prompting tends to work best when the task is relatively straightforward or common,
Okay.
and when the knowledge required is well represented in the training data.
Okay.
But when tasks become more complex or nuanced, that's where zero-shot prompting might struggle.
Okay, so it's like asking our friend who's read every book to,
Yeah.
I don't know, perform brain surgery.
Exactly. Or maybe write a symphony,
Okay.
something that requires very specialized knowledge or skills.
Yeah.
That's where the limitations become apparent.
That makes sense. And this is where Saravia in his video brings up few shot prompting. It's
Right.
like giving the AI a little bit of help.
Exactly. It's like saying, okay, I know you've read everything, but here are a few specific examples to give you an idea of what I'm looking for.
It's like providing some context.
Yes, exactly. It's about giving the LLM a little bit of guidance.
Steering it in the right direction.
Precisely.
So instead of just saying, translate this into Spanish,
Right.
You might give it a couple of examples.
Yeah, like here's how you translate this English phrase into Spanish, and here's how you translate this other English phrase into Spanish.
You do this one.
Exactly. And that can make a huge difference.
Okay, so zero-shot prompting is impressive, but
Yeah.
in real-world applications, it often needs a bit of help from few-shot prompting
Right.
to get the best results.
And that's what makes this whole area so fascinating.
It's not just about the AI.
It's about us learning how to communicate with AI more effectively.
It's like we're both learning each other's language a little bit.
Precisely.
But okay, so let's bring it back to our listener, who maybe isn't building AIs every day.
Right.
Why does all this even matter?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Why should they care about zero-shot prompting?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons.
Okay.
On one hand, it gives us a glimpse into just how powerful AI is becoming.
The fact that it can even do this is kind of mind-blowing.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder what else AI will be capable of in the future.
Right.
But I think even more importantly, it has huge implications for how we interact with technology in the future.
Okay, so how so?
Well, imagine a world where you can just tell your computer what you want it to do
Okay.
in plain English,
Yeah.
and it just gets it.
Like, write me an email.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or find me the perfect recipe for
Yeah.
whatever I'm craving tonight.
Or book me a flight.
Right, without
Wow.
having to go through all the menus and options.
Yeah, that's the dream.
That's the promise of zero-shot prompting.
It's like AI that can actually understand what we mean.
Precisely. Not just what you say, but what you actually intend.
Wow.
And that's a game changer
It is.
because it means we can interact with technology much more naturally and intuitively.
So, zero-shot prompting is really about more than just getting an AI to perform a specific task.
Yeah.
It's about changing the way we interact with technology as a whole.
Exactly. It's about making technology more accessible and user-friendly for everyone.
And as these LLMs continue to evolve,
Yeah.
who knows what amazing things they'll be able to do with zero-shot prompting in the future?
That's what I find so exciting about this field.
It feels like we're only scratching the surface of what's possible.
I completely agree.
So, I guess to kind of bring this all together for our listener, it's like we're at this point where technology is almost starting to understand us.
Yeah, in a way that it never really has before.
Right. It's not just about like typing in the right command anymore. It's
Exactly.
about AI being able to infer what we actually want it to do.
It's like having a conversation with your computer.
Right. Like it can actually understand the intent behind your words, which is pretty
Exactly.
amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
And zero-shot prompting is a big part of that.
Absolutely. It's one of the key technologies that's making this kind of intuitive interaction possible.
So it's like having that like super smart friend
Right.
who's read every book and seen every movie,
Exactly.
and you can just say like, "Hey, can you whip up something amazing for dinner?" And they just know exactly what you mean.
And they make you the perfect meal.
Exactly. Even though you didn't give them a recipe or anything.
That's a great analogy.
And that's kind of what these LLMs are starting to be able to do with zero-shot prompting.
Exactly. They're able to take very little input and produce amazing results.
It's just a glimpse into what these models are going to be capable of.
Right. And the exciting thing is that they're only going to get more powerful from here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the next time you see an AI doing something incredible,
Yeah.
remember zero-shot prompting and those massive data sets that make it all possible.
Absolutely.
There's a whole new world of AI out there, and we're
Yeah.
just starting to explore it.
I completely agree.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
I hope our listener enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.